Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, nice to speak with you.
Yeah, I'm here, ma'am.
Thank you so much for taking the time, and I have to tell you, it is a true honor to speak with a fellow Belmont resident.
No problem. Sorry I'm late. I was having trouble connecting. I actually had to go to the phone center because our regular phones weren't working too well.
You know what? Don't apologize. It's all right. I'm sitting in my home office, so I have nothing to complain about. So, first of all, could you give me the correct pronunciation of your last name, Sergeant?
It's Rayon, R-A-Y-O-N.
It is Rayon. Okay, I want to be sure I'm pronouncing it correctly.
Yes, ma'am.
And so before we talk a little bit about the work that you're doing in the Helmand province, I'd like to just, since you've listed in your information that you are a Belmont native, I wanted to just maybe talk to you a little bit about your life in Belmont. I understand you went to Carlmont High School, and I have to tell you, I did have a lovely chat with your dad last night, so he filled me in a little bit about your football career at Carlmont. So, you spent your high school years then, I guess, in Belmont, is that correct?
My freshman and sophomore year were spent at Hillsdale High School in San Mateo. Oh,
okay.
And I transferred to Carlmont halfway through my sophomore year.
Oh, okay.
And I finished out my schooling at Carlmont.
Okay, and you played football there, huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Was that sort of was that one of the highlights of your time in at Carlmont and Hillsdale?
As it always is for all high school boys, football was the greatest part of high school.
Oh, great. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but Carlmont's 0-2 right now in their season, but it's still early. It's still early in the season.
We weren't too great when I was there either.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
But football's fun.
All right.
Yeah, I only spent. We moved to Belmont, the Bay Area when I was in eighth grade because my grandfather is a well known person out there, Robert Bruns. He's up in the Hillbourne Theater out there.
I did a little bit of research on him. He was quite the theater man.
Yes, he was.
He was your grandfather.
Yes, he is my grandfather.
Okay, and he's the reason that your family moved to the Bay Area?
Yes, we moved in with my grandparents.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, not moved in. We moved across. We moved across the street from them.
Okay, and then that was in San Mateo.
We moved to Belmont because of my grandpa. We moved to San Mateo. And then my grandparents requested us to move closer, so we came up and moved into the Belmont Hills, which is right up Ralston, I believe.
I
can remember from my
great
area correctly. We lived up at the top. We lived at the very top of the hill.
Top of the hill. So you went to Carlmont High School, and then according to your dad, you and several of your football teammates and Carlmont classmates enlisted in right out of high school?
Yes, Sean, I can't remember his last name, Sean Lee, Kim Guaco, and Borges Mategia. They all enlisted at the same time.
And did they all enlist in the Marines?
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody went into the Marines, okay.
Yes.
And what was...
I believe all of them are out now.
They're all out now. You're the one that's still there, huh?
Yes.
So, what was it? What year was it that you graduated and enlisted?
I graduated in 2000, and I enlisted in the end of 2000, and I went to boot camp at the beginning of 2001.
So you were in boot camp before 9/11.
Yes. I went to boot camp April 2001.
Okay. And how soon after boot camp were you deployed? Or you spent time in Hawaii?
I was in Iraq. My first duty station was in Cherry Point, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Okay.
I went to North Carolina in 2001.
All right. And then you were in Iraq after that? Okay.
Yes, I did the initial push into Iraq.
And so you're currently on your third tour?
Yes, ma'am, my third tour.
All right. So you were originally, when you were in Iraq, you were with Operation Iraqi Freedom, correct?
Yes. And then two are Operation Iraqi Freedoms and now Operation Enduring Freedom.
Okay. And that's Enduring. And how long have you been in your current spot in Afghanistan?
I've been here maybe June, July, August, September, about 5.5 months.
Okay. All right. So now I'd like to talk a little bit about your military job, but in civilian terms. If you could please explain what your let's back up a minute for folks who don't really understand how military units work. Could you just tell me a little bit about headquarters, battery, 1st Battalion, 12th Marine Regiment, and kind of sum that up in terms of what that means as far as your job?
My job, I'm going to be a little more specific. My actual job in the military, I'm not actually doing out here. I've been assigned to do security out here, so I'm actually doing infantry.
Right now
I'm doing infantry. Part of the Marine Corps' motto is "Every Marine's a Rifleman." So, as a sergeant, they tasked me with doing security, so that's what I'm doing out here.
I'm sorry. Part of the Marine Corps' motto is what?
One of the Marine Corps' mottos is "Every Marine is a Rifleman."
Every man is a rifleman.
Every Marine is a rifleman.
Every Marine. Okay. So when they tell you you're going to be doing infantry, you do infantry?
Yes.
Okay. So you are, your original training, though, your actual job is...
0621, communications.
I'm sorry, say that part again?
Communications. Field 0621, field radio operator, which is communications.
Okay, field operator communications. Okay, so but now you're in the infantry and you are in the Helmand province, and I read
yes.
that you and the 112 Marines have been training the Afghan National Army, sort of becoming their mentors. Is that correct?
Yes, my squad were tasked with doing the patrolling and the QRF, which is a quick reaction force. Which is basically where the security for the surrounding areas, so in charge of any of the ongoings, which encompasses us having to work hand in hand with the ANA, and with us working hand in hand, we have to also train them to how we operate. So it just falls into place.
So you have to actually train the ANA.
Yes, I've been tasked with doing certain classes and also helping them out develop the security measures in order to develop them as a force so they can do it on their own.
Wow. And let me ask you this. How do you communicate? Do you have an interpreter
I have an interpreter. Yes, I have an interpreter that's assigned to my squad.
Okay.
But the language barrier is kind of going down now.
Then what, in terms of they're speaking more English or you're speaking more of their language?
A mix of it. It's a mix of it. I've learned a little bit of Dari, and they've learned some English. So there's been a few times where we've managed without an interpreter just by, hand and arm signals and short words. So.
That's interesting. And then, so you've each learned a bit of each other's language.
Yes, I've had to learn Dari and Pashto due to the ANA speaking Dari and the local nationals around here, they speak Pashto. So, I don't know it fluently, but I know, the polite words and the small talk.
Okay, enough to get by. What is the local national language again? I'm sorry, Sergeant. Pashto?
There's two local national languages, but the majority they speak where I'm at is Pashto.
Okay. How could you, can you spell that for me?
P-A-S. P-A-S-T-H.
Okay.
P-O.
P-O. Okay. All right. And so speaking of the local nationals, I presume that you probably interact with them quite a bit. Was there any hesitation on their part to see, you know, American soldiers in their town and in their area, or were they afraid, or did they welcome you?
At first, you know, just with any personnel, we can be in the United States, and if you see a bunch of men, you know, suited up in all this gear,
right,
and weapons, you're going to be kind of hesitant. But once we, you know, we broke that initial barrier, I've been pretty well received in this area, and I have a pretty good relationship with all the local nationals that live here. It's to the point now where everybody out here, like, they recognize me when I'm out there now. They, you know, they come over and they say hello and how are you.
Oh, wow. So there's men, women, and children, I presume.
Yes, men, women, and children. We don't interact with the women. It's just customs.
Right,
we,
sure.
We interact with the men, and then with the children, my guys try to bring out, you know, snacks and candy and little toys for them every time we go on patrol, so we can hand out some goodies for them. We've done a lot of that out here.
And where does that stuff come from? Just the Marine.
Donations.
Just donations from.
Donations to the MWR.
MWR.
Yeah, just random stuff that's sent out here from packages, people's wives, family members. You know, they'll send out a box of toys or candies,
sure,
and stuff to hand out.
Okay. And so, what are your living arrangements there? Where do you sleep? Are you in a
Actually, we got it pretty nice out here. We have what they would call Alaskan tents.
Is it a tent?
Yes, it's a tent. It's a large tent. We sleep at 10 people in the tent, and it's air conditioned and has a wooden floor.
It has a wooden floor. Okay. And
beds with.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have beds with mattresses and everything. So.
Okay, all right. And you guys cook for yourselves, or is there somebody there that cooks for you, or do you eat with the local folks, or?
No, we have Marines that have the job of being cooks. And we have a little chow hall here, and they prepare two meals a day.
Okay, so you have been in this particular spot. In the Helmand Province since you've been there since April or May, is that correct? Or you're not moving around.
Yes.
You're staying put.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And so your day to day job then is really working with the ANA and with the civilians and training them and getting them ready to take care of themselves.
My normal duties encompass either patrolling.
Okay.
On foot, the local areas, or, you know, doing classes with the ANA or training my Marines, or just responding to any kind of security measures that need to be done out here.
Okay. And may I ask you, and you certainly don't need to answer this if you are not permitted to or you don't want to, but have there been any combat engagements in your area?
Yes, there has.
Okay. Can you tell me anything about that?
Can I get into specifics? They're not entailed to get into specifics.
No. Okay. All right. Well, then we won't go there then. Okay.
So, yeah, but I mean, I can't answer yes. There has been a few combat engagements.
No. I'm sorry. Say that last part.
The only thing I can tell you is that my squad has been involved in a few combat engagements.
All right. Okay. And what? Let's see. So as far as the improvement that you've seen within the ANA's ability to control their own affairs, there, have you been? Do you feel like you've been successful?
Yes, they've actually been taking initiative. and doing their own foot patrols now, and doing their own vehicle patrols on their own, as well as they're joining in on ours. So they're starting to take more of a step forward in controlling this area themselves, and the people receive it very well. Every time I'm on patrol, the local nationals respond a lot better when we have ANA out there with them, because they like seeing that their local people are taking care of them.
Okay, so the nationals like to see that their own army is taken care of.
Oh, they love it.
Okay.
They're all about it. They respond very well when they're out there with me.
And what are you able to gauge a general population of the area where you are? I mean,
It's a very rural area. I mean, it's not city. It's a lot of mud huts.
So you're rural.
Just houses spread along.
All right.
Yeah.
Are you 24/7? Are you constant? You know, or you is there like a point at which?
I'm on call 24/7.
Okay.
I'm on call 24/7.
And so, are you totally exhausted, or do you guys find some downtime, or is there some?
We find some downtime.
My
guys are very very good morale, and they're very high in high spirits and enjoy what they're doing out here.
That's wonderful. When you do find time to relax or take a little break, what do you do?
I call my wife and my daughter.
Okay. And that's a good segue, because that was going to be my next question. I understand your wife is also a Marine.
Yes, she is.
And how did the two of you meet?
We met in Okinawa, Japan in 2004.
Wow. In Okinawa. So you were both stationed in Okinawa?
Yes, ma'am.
And you married shortly after that?
We married December of 2005. We married December of 2004, I apologize.
2004, okay. Has your wife, so your wife and daughter are at your home now in, or they're at the base in Hawaii?
Yes, well, we live in Kapolei, in a town called Kapolei.
Okay. And how old is your daughter?
She's 4.
Oh, wow. So you have... you have not seen your daughter then, or your wife since you were deployed in May, I suppose.
Yeah, this will be my daughter's third. This is my daughter's third deployment where their parents had to go. I went to Iraq, my wife went to Iraq, and then I came to Afghanistan. So.
So you and your wife were both in Iraq at the same time.
No, I went, and then as soon as I came back, she left 6 months later.
Oh, she went. And what does your wife do in the Marines?
She's also in communications. She's a field radio operator. Same job as me.
Wow. So your daughter is already a seasoned military child.
She's a tough cookie. She's an adult almost. I mean, in terms of her level of understanding and the way she talks sometimes.
Mm. I bet. So when will you, do you know when you'll be able to come back home?
Hopefully we're home by Thanksgiving.
By Thanksgiving. And
hopefully.
As far as the troop drawdown in Afghanistan, do you see that as something that will happen within the next year or so? When you come home in November, I know you can't say this definitively, but do you expect that once you come home in November, you will not be going back?
I hope our progress that we've made out here with the ANA and the local populace will influence that, and will make that a truth. But as of right now, I just concentrate on what I have to do now and where I'm at now.
Sure. All right, great.
I'm trying not to get too wrapped up in that.
No, I understand. I understand that some things are beyond your control, you can't really put a timeline on it. So I just have a couple more questions. Do you have another minute that you can talk to me?
I got all the time in the world.
Okay,
so,
all right.
It's an honor to be interviewed.
Oh, thank you. I'll tell you, this Divids is a wonderful service. They found you and introduced your story to the folks here in Belmont. So they do a great service for the military and for the people back here. So
that's awesome. I just wish I had family in Belmont still.
Well, consider us family, all right? Now
we are. Both my parents somehow ended up in Yuba City. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know. Well, your dad told me a little bit about it and, what a good lifestyle he has there. And he mentioned about your
sister. He likes the farm.
He likes the farm. He seems to love the farm and the weather, and although it was quite hot there yesterday, but... we had a really nice chat, and he told me a bit about your grandfather and Hillbarn Theater. So, the folks in Belmont will really appreciate the story. We, we do have quite a few military families in the area, and as a matter of fact, one of the women that works at the Carlmont at Carlmont High School, when I sent her an email asking her for some information. She mentioned that her son is in the Marines, and so she can't wait to read about you. So,
it's far-reaching.
It's really a wonderful thing that we can have this phone conversation. But I'd like to just get more of a general feeling on your behalf of addressing the people, not just in Belmont, but throughout the country about. What you want us to know about your work in Afghanistan and how successful or important it's been as on the whole?
I just want them to know that the amount of work and effort that these young men and women, and when I mean young, most of my squad, the average age is, I see about 20. So, the youngest I have is 19, the oldest I have is 23.
Oh,
so just the amount of work and effort they put into it, the amount of work and effort and the sacrifice they make, and they do it with a smile, they do it, for love of their country, the love of their core, and just know that there's, young men and women out there that love what they're doing, they volunteer to do this.
Yes.
And to, I guess not take everything for not take life for granted,
That's right. That's a good way to. So you have how many in your corps there? How many or in your squad? How many soldiers?
I have under me. I have 9 Marines.
9 Marines under you. Okay.
Yes.
All men?
Yes. Well, it's all male. It's all male unit.
Okay, all male unit. Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, I know you were a football player. Do you still follow football, U.S. football, or do you?
I am I'm an avid. I don't know how to put it. You're from the Bay. I'm a Raider fan, and I'm a true Raider fan. So.
You're a true Raider fan. Okay, all right.
I was actually up at 1 o'clock in the morning the other night watching listening to the Raider game.
Oh, and how disappointing was that? Oh, that's too bad.
I didn't go to bed very happy.
Neither did 49er fans, if that makes you feel any better.
Both teams have a hatred for the Niners.
Yeah, both teams had heartbreaking losses. So you follow football. I see you. You're on Facebook, which must be a real, just a huge, important way to communicate with folks back home and with the rest of the world, I guess. So, is that your main form of communication with everybody? Is Facebook?
Yeah, with my whole family and friends, I usually use Facebook. I call the using the phone is I use it sparingly. I normally use it to call my wife and daughter, but to communicate with friends and not immediate family. I utilize Facebook so they can stay updated on that I'm safe and everything. This base has a wonderful recreation center where we got a good amount of computers, internet, and phones to use, so they take care of us.
Okay, so that at the base nearby.
No, it's on my base.
Yeah, right. So you have you have computers and phone and stuff. Okay.
If I'm not working, I'm in the gym. If I'm not in the gym, I'm in the phone center.
Okay, if you're not in the gym, you're in the phone center.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'm a big gym nut. I didn't add that one.
You're what?
I said I'm a big. You asked me what I did on my last time. I forgot to tell you. I'm also in the gym every single day.
Wow, good for you. And you're probably.
I believe my ankle.
What's the air temperature there?
It just actually started cooling down. It started getting pretty cool out here, but we've had days where it was about 120 degrees in full. You know, we were out there in full gear. It's pretty nasty. We had one day that it was. I think they said it felt like 130, but it was only about 119, 120. But it was a pretty hot patrol.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Wow. And you're in full gear.
The nights are getting cool now. Like.
Cool.
When I'm outside, I'm in full gear.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. When you're always in full gear when you're outside.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Is there anything else that I've missed that maybe you would like to express, or that you want folks over here to know about, or to hope for, or to consider, for these upcoming months?
Just keep supporting their military. Just,
right.
You know, I know people see a lot of stuff on the news, and that they get so tied up with the politics and the drawdown, sometimes they seem to forget that, we're still out here, fighting the fight. So
yeah,
just don't lose
point.
Focus on
yeah.
on the young men and women that are out here.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
I love the Marine Corps more than anything, so this is my life.
Oh, well, thank God we have folks like you. And what do you expect to do when you come home?
I'm hoping to receive orders back to another duty station. I've already been in Hawaii a couple of years now, so I'm due for rotation, and it's really up to the Marine Corps where they need me next.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to start a new experience somewhere else in another unit. I just reenlisted, so I got quite a bit of time before I have to reenlist again. I'm staying in the full 20. So.
Oh, you are going to stay in the full 20. Okay. So you'll continue your work with the Marine Corps at another spot, someplace else.
Yes, I'm hoping so. Yes.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I truly appreciate your time, and like I said, it was an honor to speak with you and with your dad Enrique. And he did ask me to when I asked him if there's anything he wanted me to tell you, he said to give you his love and tell you to come home. So
I think people don't realize is, you think that after being in the Marine Corps for almost 9 years, you get used to leaving and your family get used to it, but it doesn't get any easier and just gets harder every time you go.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, we pray that you're home safe and sound in Hawaii by Thanksgiving, and that you have a long and successful career as a Marine. Over here on this side of it, on this side.
Awesome.
And thank you for everything you've done, and it's been a real pleasure speaking with you.
All right, thank you. You too. And is there a possibility that I can get, like, if it does get published, like a copy mail to me or
absolutely.
To my
home? This will be on our Patch website, and I will send it to the Divids folks, or see if I can figure out how to put it on your face. I'll hook you in with on your Facebook site.
Would it be possible to have a copy mailed to me?
Sure, yeah. Tell me how to do that.
My address is 91
mm-hmm.
dash, like a little dash, and
okay.
1014.
1014, okay.
Keokolo.
Wait, say that last
Keokolo,
part.
Keokolo, K-E-O. It's K-E-O.
Mm-hmm.
K-O-L-O.
Okay.
And that's street.
Okay.
Street, and then the city is Kapolei, K-A-P-O-L-E-I, State Hawaii.
Okay.
zip code 96707, and you can either address it to myself or my wife.
Okay. All right. Well, as soon as it comes out, I'll print off a copy, and I'll send it to you, and I'll also get one to your dad.
And again, thank you for considering interviewing me. It's a pleasure.
No, it's a pleasure's all ours. Thank you, and God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Have a wonderful night.
Bye-bye.